Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you are listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Let's talk a little bit about learning styles. What's your learning style? Finding out may be more difficult than you think. If you've been taking online classes for a while, you've probably heard of multiple intelligences. You've also probably heard that finding your unique learning styles or preferences will help you do well in your online courses. But what are multiple intelligences? And how does one know if one has a learning style or preference? The term multiple intelligences was coined in 1983 by Howard Gardner, who placed an eclectic framework of his own design around what learners and teachers have known forever, that some people learn differently than others, and that the quickest path to academic success involves matching one's abilities and preferences to the learning strategy that one might wish to employ. His work has focused on how best to measure individual differences and to develop activities and teaching guides that will help the students harness their innate abilities. Gardner and others have developed methods and approaches that they assure learners, teachers, and education providers that test performance, deep learning, and student satisfaction will improve. Learning styles and learning preferences are in the same general area as multiple intelligences, which is to say that describing them involves an interdisciplinary mix of psychology, neuroscience, and pedagogy. Researchers in the fields have developed questionnaires, tests, inventories, and evaluations to help you determine your own learning style and preferences. They further recommend how you should study and which types of delivery you should seek out. To synthesize and summarize what many researchers have concluded, we can say that learning styles consist of the following elements. 1. Cognitive processing, the way you tend to receive, store, and retrieve information. 2. Patterns of learning, your approach, your behaviors, and the place, context where you tend to learn. 3. Adaptive responses, adjustments one makes in order to accommodate the less than ideal situations and contexts. While the process seems straightforward, finding out what your learning preferences are and getting them to work for you is not really as easy as it sounds. Serious doubts about the validity of self-diagnosed learning styles exist. Critics have suggested that self-reporting becomes an exercise in merely reinforcing one's beliefs about oneself. It does not really uncover anything new that could really help you fine-tune your study habits. Further, self-analysis does not reveal any undiscovered truth about your own cognitive processes. Nevertheless, the people who have developed learning styles inventories and tests can point to success. That, at any rate, is enough to make it worth taking a closer look and to see how some of the findings could be beneficial. Complicating the situation, though, is the fact that many enterprises have sought to commercialize the concept of learning styles and have developed an array of competing models with questionnaires and even physical tests designed to match preferences with delivery method or style. So cynics have pointed out that any program that results in more attention to students usually results in improved student performance, whether due to increased time with the instructor, one-on-one mentoring, enhanced instructional materials, peer mentoring, and student collaboration. Despite the critics, positive results have been demonstrated, and they show that when learning styles and performance are identified and then mapped to learning activities and outcomes, good things can result. So the key is to understand what learning styles are and then to select an approach that makes sense to you given your situation and the kinds of courses you are taking. So I'm listing here on the website a number of approaches, and also there are some questions that you can take that will help you to approach courses and kind of think about your learning management style, your learning management, well, how you manage